This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's your reaction to seeing that group over there still kind of struggling? Dylan gets traded the other day. They're still trying to kind of find their identity as a group.
I said that could be it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think sort of seeing it from afar, it's really tough to comment on things if you're not in it day to day. I know there's a lot of good people, a lot of good players on that side. And it's tough. It's a tough league. It's a tough business. Obviously, Dylan was a big part of the group, and I know we had a lot of friendships, but it's kind of just the way it goes, I think. When things aren't going your way, things get shaken up. And, but yeah, I mean, I think the guys I know over there, they want to win badly. And they, yeah, they're going to continue to work towards towards that. And, that's kind of my thoughts on it.
When you think back, you said you had some good memories. What are some of the better ones that you had as when you were here as a senior?
I mean, I think a lot of guys say, like, the relationships you build. I think, obviously, and not just the players, I think the staff. Obviously, seeing a lot of the staff here. For the first time in a long time, catching up with those guys, and but yeah, I mean, I have a lot of great friendships that I made, and some of them, obviously, Dylan's not here anymore. But you play with guys a long time; it's like those friendships, those relationships build, and hopefully, something you can take with you going forward. And that's probably my biggest memory or best moment.
You guys had talent. I mean, there's no question about that. Any idea why it didn't work? I mean, because there are guys who knew how to play hockey and were talented hockey players.
It's tough. I think if anyone had the answer for one thing they could change, that would be a lot easier. It's tough. It's one of those things where there's a lot of variables. Kind of, you have to have the right mix, and then things need to come together. I think you see it every year. There's teams across the league that have, go into the season, have a lot of expectations, and then for whatever reason things don't work out, and people sort of wondering what went wrong. I think it's obviously been a few years, and I think that's when sort of the microscope sort of zooms in even more. But I think there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of talent over there. It's just a matter of it coming together at the right time for those guys. And I think it's really tough to, especially when you're not here, it's tough to comment on what's going on.
How have you approached each day, especially these last couple weeks? I mean, you're on a team that's obviously very good, but trying to fight your way into the lineup and carve out a role with this group?
Yeah, you said they would kind of take it day by day. I think it's, again, I've been around a long time, seen a lot of guys go through it, and just try and be positive, try and be a good teammate, and try and work on my game. Obviously, if you're not in the lineup, you're going to get out there and morning skate, and you have a little extra work to work on your game, I think. And that's really my mindset, is just to continue to look for and get better. And obviously you're going to contribute, but you try and help the team as best you can in the role you have. And that's kind of my mindset.
So what sticks out about the years in Buffalo? What stands out the highest for you?
I think just earlier touched on just the relationships you build. I think a lot of friendships, obviously sort of being a part of community maybe. I think growing up in Toronto, I may have touched on that earlier in my time here, but being in Toronto, you're so close, but I don't think you really understand kind of how much the team means to everyone in this community until you're actually here and you sort of experience it. So I think, now that I'm talking, thinking out loud, I think that's probably one of the things that stands out when I think about it off the top of my head. Is just kind of how embedded the team is in the community, how much people care, and then my friendships, relationships, probably number one there.
I know it's tough to comment on what's gone wrong here this season. I'm curious on your perspective going from kind of one extreme to the other, going to a team that was, so close to the cup. Like, what has been the most eye-opening part about being in a room like this one where, that standard is so high?
I don't know. It's tough. Obviously, we got some good players, and they went through a nice run last year, and obviously gained a lot of experience. I think to compare the two, it's tough. It's like go from sort of the youngest team in the league to the oldest team in the league. There's so many variables, different personalities. I honestly, I don't know if there's a way to kind of distill it into sort of a list of five reasons. I think it's just kind of, it's a combination of a lot of things coming together and sort of tweaking here and there. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer. Obviously, I think if I had a better answer, probably people would have figured it out before me and implemented it in every other team across the league. So, I think it's tough. It's one of those things where it's really tough to put an answer on that.
Do you have a lot of family and friends coming behind? What do you expect? What do you expect the atmosphere to be from the fans here and stuff?
Hopefully nice. I mean, not too many family and friends coming. I think I'm old enough now where they kind of don't really care. Or they got families and they kind of... I'm lower down on the priority list, so... But yeah, it'll be good to see you guys. Obviously, I see some of the staff here this morning.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of a nice thing to do. And I'm looking forward to it.
Since I've known you, you've been a very even keel, win or lose or whatever. But you start to get excited to get to the playoffs for the first time in your career here with the Oilers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this time of year, it's exciting coming down the stretch.
But I mean, this is the first time you're going to get that opportunity. You have to. I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but it has to be exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've had a few years where we were in this situation coming down the stretch, thinking I was going to get there, and obviously didn't play out that way. But yeah, it's an exciting time of year. Team's sort of gearing up for it, and I'm no different than everyone else. I think excited to come down the stretch here.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.